This is Dakota Datebook for December 16th. In November of 1896, Reverend Schermerhorn arrived in Wahpeton, leaving his pastorate in New Jersey. After correspondence with Eastern contacts who praised his work, local leaders secured his services. He came highly recommended by well-known Baptists and was offered the pastorate of the local Baptist church. The congregation was pleased with him. But soon, rumors began to circulate. Some believed he had come to Dakota to obtain a divorce, though the reasons were widely speculated upon. By February, newspapers commented on the situation. A preacher, after a divorce, makes an especially choice morsel for gossips, and the swift conclusion of many will be that Schermerhorn is a villain, one paper wrote. But it's only fair for the public to discredit groundless hearsay and suspend judgment until both sides are heard. Schermerhorn was nearing the 90-day residency requirement and planned to begin divorce proceedings in Fargo the following week on grounds of slander. On this date in 1896, Schermerhorn had filed for state residency. When offered the pastorate, he met with church officers and explained his intent to divorce, along with the reasons. They agreed to secure his services temporarily until his old friend, Reverend Van Horn, could replace him. One local paper even touted Wahpeton's divorce industry, writing, "The best treatment of room, first-class attorneys, and the best minister we have got at the windup. Our probate judge will go to his office at any hour of the day or night to fill up a marriage license or tie up the nuptial knot. Our district court is of high repute. Its excellent presiding judge is well known as a high-toned and learned jurist. The practicing attorneys before his court are also among the best this land affords, and the woods are full of them. We hope nobody will be discouraged who has grist to grind in our divorce mill. Our laws were made by fellows who have no desire to place any stumbling blocks in the way of those seeking to tear open the cold steel jaws of matrimonial alliances." Reverend Schermerhorn's brief, controversial stay in Wahpeton highlights both the public fascination with divorce and the unique reputation of the Dakota courts at the turn of the century. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lee Serdrick. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.